Hey friends, and welcome to another Intuitive Essential Oil reading for the week of the 28th of January 2019. So what I have done today is I have meditated, felt into the week of 28th of January 2019 and selected us an essential oil to help us with our inner explorations this week. Maybe you are moving through something. Maybe you are just enjoying your spiritual growth and always looking to reflect more. Or maybe there's, you know, I really feel like you can find a comfort sometimes with somebody else who like kind of looks into your life and goes, yeah, I see what you're feeling. Like that, I see and I recognize what you're feeling and I validate it, and you know, you see this, and you kind of have somebody who points out to you what you kind of already see, and you think to yourself, all right, it's not just me. It's not just me who thinks this. And forgive me, I cuddled my puppy before we started the show, and he got me a little fluffy. I'm just checking myself out in the recording. Jeez. All right. So the oil that I intuitively selected for us for today was sandalwood. Don't mind me as I just take my time to smell him. So sandalwood is probably familiar. I mean, it might be familiar. He's a fragrance that is, you know, quite often used in the spiritual realm, as it were. I'm going to put him down. I made some notes for today preparing for what I was feeling into, so I'm just going to bring these up. One of the interesting things was when I was in my little meditation, setting this intention to choose an essential oil that will serve all our higher purposes this week, is I actually physically felt my throat clear. Like it was, you know, sometimes I can tell when something in a meditation, whether it's something going on with me, like my gut, just personally, my guts are a little bit off today, and I know that's not about you, that's about me. But I felt this physical clearing of my throat chakra, and I thought, oh, and I just, this is where the intuition comes into it, doesn't it? I instinctively knew, oh, this is for us. This is for us to explore. This week, where there's something going on that I felt into that had to do with mobility and moving forward. And to me, that was very much linked to what's going on with you, with your throat chakra. Now, I don't know a huge amount about the chakras, so definitely would suggest perhaps reading into that a little bit more if that interests you. But I mean, I do understand that this is sort of about our being heard, isn't it? It's about our own personal voice. And for me, I really felt like there's something going on here where you're not articulating your truth. And maybe it's not just about maybe you're not even aware of it. Maybe there's something, you've got a little self-deception going on, or you're in something that you're not being truthful with yourself as well as the people involved, or perhaps just the wider world in general, as you are figuring out which way to go. And you have this feeling that you need to articulate some logic behind the decisions you're making. And because you're so focused on trying to be logical about it, you're not hearing this inner truth and you're not speaking your inner truth. And what this is about and what sandalwood's going to help you with this week, perhaps, you know, in a meditation, perhaps you're just smelling in from the bottle from time to time, is really figure out, what am I not allowing myself to say, be truthful in communication with myself and with other people. And, you know, that word communication, I feel like it's there's something you want to move forward with, and in all this hustle and bustle of trying to figure out, with logic, you're missing the inner self and the inner calling that is going to provide you the answers you seek. And maybe the answers are not necessarily a point A to point B logical conclusion, but they are the answer of moving forward and getting clear with that. And I think what's going on with all this logic in your mind, where you're trying to logic your way forward or into something, is that you're not trusting yourself, and you're not trusting your inner truth and your inner voice. And there needs to become, you need to come back. There needs to be sort of a bit of a shake up between your physical body and all the efforting that you're doing, and the understanding that there needs to be silence. You need to come back into yourself and respect and connect with that divinity that is in you and within you, and honor that aspect of yourself. That there's a, yeah, honoring the aspect of yourself that is divine, and that when we talk about the divine self, it's not something that special people get ordained with. We all have this within us, and connecting back into that this week, however you can do that. You know, for me, it's nature. It's always nature for me. I'm always surprised at even, like, I went to the beach and swam for 20 minutes the other week, and just the essence of everything that I could feel in my body during that experience, it was only 20 minutes. It recharges me in a way that nothing else does. So I expect that Mr. Sandalwood, I can't smell him with the top off, Mr. Sandalwood, is perhaps going to help you move through some of these things that you're looking at this week. I also felt into this when, you know, I selected it for the 28th of January. I have a feeling that there's, you know, it is that time of year when we feel like new things are happening and it's time to start. And there's that kind of, you feel like there's that ticking kind of, okay, we're at the end of the first month. I need to start jumping in. Whatever you feel like you're jumping into, it's going to be made so much easier if you can just do something counterintuitive, which is stand still for a moment. Okay. And I'm looking at my notes here. Something else I felt into, and I will say that there's an aspect of this that I resonated with my own personal story with what I'm going through. So perhaps this little bit is particularly for me, but you know, we're doing this for each other, is when we're communing with this inner voice and we're figuring out how we want to move forward. This is the phrase that came to me, was, what would you do if money, success, titles were not an issue? Such a good question, isn't it? Have you ever had those questions pop up in your life? I'm just letting my thoughts run through me. There may be some of us, I'm feeling like not too many, but at some point somebody's going to watch this video and they are going to be in the point where this is to do with the throat chakra as well. I guess you're lying to yourself about some situation in your life. I'm going to frame it as a job, but it could be in any sort of situation in your life where you tell yourself, you kind of compromise. You know, I've been in jobs before where I tell myself that I'm enjoying things and I tell myself it's not that bad. And I tell myself, you know, it's a good paycheck, so just do it. Or it's a good paycheck, so, you know, there's security and la, 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 la. And there's that sort of self-deception, but also the fear of going after what you really, really want, because society, your friends and family, perhaps a strong mother or father, or even a husband or wife or partner, is worried and is scared about you going against the status quo. And there's this burning desire you have to go against the status quo, but you kind of don't know. It's, you have so much fear around it, and you're not quite sure how to deal with that and how to find the strength to move forward. So I would say what this is about is having, there's a little fly buzzing around. I would say what this is about in that respect, if you're feeling into that, is finding this silence, maybe meditating with sandalwood, and recognizing what that inner voice is telling you with the what if money, what if success, what if the way, you know, things were meant to be, you quote unquote, that you were told. At the end of the day, you can logic your way in and out of things, but it really is asking yourself, is how I'm living my life truly serving me, serving my passions, serving the future self on my deathbed? And if you're coming up with the answer, which I think you are, is like, well, no, I'm not doing what I really want to do. And that's, even just this week, a truth that you can sort of bring through to yourself. Anyhow, I got a little distracted with what's going on in my house and that fly, but I hope that has been helpful there. So yeah, what I felt into as well when I pulled sandalwood for us this week is just reminding everyone to stand strong in your convictions. I have a feeling that there are a few of you who are going against the status quo, who, you know, I even the way I do business and the way I'm approaching my business goes against a lot of the ways that other people have done my business, my type of business. And I see this in myself as well, that I need to stand in my strength. And it's easy to do that. And I find it really easy to do that and have the conversations with people about why I'm not doing it their way, because I am so connected, and every day more and more so, with this inner voice, this inner gut instinct, intuition, you know, this knowing, this flow. And the beautiful thing is that I'm now seeing the rewards of that, because I trusted, you know, 6 months ago, I trusted this intuitive pull where I'm like, I'm being called to do this a different way. And it was so scary because everyone around me was telling me, no, there is a set way that we do this. There's a set way that we run businesses like this, and it works, and people achieve, and the people who don't achieve are the ones who just don't work the system, as it were. And it was really scary to say, something else is pulling me to do things differently and to do a different approach, and perhaps at least have some time, because things are still unraveling, to really understand my perspective on things. All to say is I've been through that scary time where you're just trusting your instincts and you don't know where to go. In fact, Tash and myself, Tash being my business partner in Hope Bottles, you know, for so many weeks and months at the end of 2018, we kept saying it to each other, we know there's something coming, we know there's something we can't see. And that knowing came from our physical bodies. It came from this gut instinct, this knowing that we develop and have developed as, you know, sensitive, empathetic people, but also, you know, because of all the development we've given to our intuition practices, la la la. We just knew, we could just feel it. And then, like just before Christmas, even, you know, just before, we had this awakening within the business where we're like, oh, this is what we didn't see. This is the approach that we understand is the way to move forward. And so I just really appreciate that the point where you may be right now, I sense some of you that I felt into, was that beginning where you're feeling the pull, but you're scared because you can't explain to other people where it's going. It may seem illogical. It may seem scary. It may seem like a, you know, dumb idea. Don't mind my flies. So yeah, I just want to give you that to reflect on this week. And as a final thing, thought to this conversation is, I know when so many of us are looking to move forward, I think what we've been trained to do and what we're unlearning is the idea that it's all about physical force and this physical pushing and having to physically create things. And I want to invite you into the idea and understanding that there's an energetic force that's unseen in this world that has a lot to do with intention and this silence that we're talking about, and visualizing how you want the outcome to be. And if you put more time into visualizing the great outcome that you'd like to achieve and meditating on it, that you did maybe worrying and trying to figure out the solution, I invite you to see how that goes this week and to be really sensitive to the signs, signals, serendipity, coincidence that the world is sending you, that it hears you and it's here for you. Because that's a key piece of creation that we need to be mindful of when we're moving forward with things, that it's not just a physical act, it's an energetic act too. And it actually makes the physical work so much easier when we open the door and we invite in and we contribute to the energetic aspect. Okay, so some things to think about, some things to enjoy and think about with your essential oil this week. I'm a huge fan of diffusing essential oils when you're working with them, or even just carrying him around and just smelling him from the bottle, or her, however you resonate, is a beautiful way to do this inner work and reflection this week. So thank you so much for watching or listening. If you're on the podcast, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review, because it's really helpful for other people like you to find us. If you're on YouTube watching this, why thank you. Please subscribe to the channel, because again, that really helps other people find us. If you'd like any support with using your essential oils, email support@hopebottles.com. You can also find us on Instagram @hopebottles_. All right, friends, have a beautiful week. The divine in me bows to the divine in you. Namaste. Note for listeners, I'm a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. This podcast is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the Federal Drug Administration. This information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Any information relating to the topic of aromatherapy and essential oils is in the context of the study of aromatherapy from multiple international perspectives and the multiple approaches to aromatherapy and essential oil use internationally. No reliance should be placed on information contained or to be implied or inferred from this podcast. Information relating to your personal use of an essential oil may differ in a clinical setting or when purchasing a product and may vary region to region. While this podcast endeavors to provide accurate and helpful information to listeners, this podcast cannot take into account individual circumstances and is not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice from a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided.